Well, proper cricket got back underway with the second half of the Sheffield Shield season starting. It was round number six. New South Wales went into that back half of the season leading. It's currently now, they've had the three wins from the season, but they had a loss against WA over there at the Wacker by 4 wickets. Joining us on the line is Jeff Henry Lawson. G'day, Henry.
Morning, TK. Morning, James.
Let's talk about the result first, mate. It's a long way to go, unfortunately, to lose by 4 wickets. How did you see it all?
This half of the Shield season has been played with the Duke's English ball. Cricket ball, and the scores may have reflected that.
Yeah,
214 was the highest score between the four innings, and the game was over, just after two on day three, and a victory for the Duke cricket ball more than anything, I reckon.
Mm. They had to play with it as well.
And they, the game could have gone either way.
Sure.
Went down to a few wickets, and, we had a few things didn't quite go our way, as often can happen, but considering our attack was Mickey Edwards making his debut.
Yeah.
Charlie Stobo playing his second game.
Yeah.
Gurinder Sandhu hasn't played first-class cricket for 2 years, while our test players sat idly on a beach and relaxed. Yeah. Well, WA trotted out its test players. So they had their three, Bancroft, Marsh and Marsh, so they had half the test batting order.
Mm.
So really on paper, playing at home, they should have thrashed us, but we played pretty well.
Hang on, you did have a test player. His name was Nathan Lyon.
Yes, we had the off-spinner at Perth, which is always handy.
Yeah, he was blaming the Duke's ball. What didn't he like about the Duke ball?
So what didn't he like, did you say?
Yeah, he's come out and said, look, I don't really like the Duke's ball, the fact that we're playing with them. So
yeah, I think it's a bit shiny for the spinners. They can't quite grip the ball. It's shiny, so you can shine the ball. It swings the whole time. If there's grass on the pitch, it doesn't scuff up like the kookaburra, but it also makes it a little bit harder for the spinners to hang on to because it's got a different sort of seam, waxier surface, so it's not quite as easy for the spinners to bowl with. And, of course, WA didn't play a spinner, did they? They just played all fast bowlers.
All right. Well, Henry, you're a bowler.
He was.
I want to see cricket where the ball is a chance of beating the bat. Otherwise, I don't think you've got a contest. So isn't the fact that the Duke's ball does more than the kookaburra a better thing for bowlers, but in particular better for just cricket in general?
Oh, look, I agree, TK. We've been pointing out with these kookaburra balls have been absolutely nothing, and on flat pitches there's just been lots of runs scored. So it's been very good to see the ball swing around, and you've got to have new skills. Interestingly enough, young Mickey Edwards made his debut. He said to me, I haven't played with a cricket ball for the last 8 years it swung. So he's having trouble bowling it somewhere near the wickets on occasion. But that's an indication of guys, a young guy coming through hasn't spent time bowling with balls in club cricket that have swung. So it's a different game. You really do have to get used to it as a bowler. I've loved seeing the ball move around, and we are getting these low scores. I mean, we're not exactly preparing for the Ashes, are we? It's not in England till the winter after next.
Yeah, yeah.
So from that point of view, I'm not quite sure why we're doing it. But from the point of view, it's much more challenging for batsmen and gives the bowlers something.
Okay.
Hey, what speed did he bowl at, Mickey Edwards, just out of interest?
He bowled quite rapidly on occasion at Perth. Lots of carry on that pitch, as we all know. But
speed gun?
Well, we don't have one for the Shield games, unfortunately, so I can't tell you exactly.
Okay.
He was the quickest bowler in the game, and we all thought he had a wicket first ball in first class cricket, but it got given not out, unfortunately. Had Bancroft caught behind to a big edge and didn't get given. Otherwise, he would have joined an exclusive club.
Yeah. I think, did Brett Lee get a wicket with his first ball in first class cricket against Victoria MCG? Anyway, Jackson Bird, hamstring injury. Who takes the spot?
Good question. If we wind the clock back to the first test at Brisbane, a certain Chris Tremaine was on standby for that test.
Ooh.
When Mitchell Starc had a little niggle, as you recall, but of course the bowlers played all the games the same. Bowlers played all the tests. But Tremaine was on standby for that one. maybe going to South Africa. They might be thinking the same. Well, they've already got young Jai Richardson in the squad, whereas he was a backup bowler before, the Western Australian. It's not going to be Mickey Edwards.
Well, they said Chad Sayers missed out, and the thought process was, well, he's too similar to Jackson Bird to have a like for like. Well, now Jackson Bird's out, you think maybe Chad Sayers comes in.
Yeah, and if we look what's been happening in South Africa, the series against India, the pitchers did plenty, and Vernon Philander was just about unplayable. Now, Chad Sayers is that kind of bowler. You know, bowls maximum 130K, but he swings the ball, he's at the batsman all the time, and that's exactly what Vernon Philander does. So if they want to go that way, I think it'd be a pretty good choice. If those pitchers do the same for this Australian series as they did for the India series, that kind of bowler who has got a great deal of control and keep landing it on the spot might be the go. So, you know, Chad Sayers might yet get...
plenty of energy, plenty of engagement there, which comes with him being captain. No runs, though, which is a bit of a concern. And he's going to have no lead-up game for that first test match. Should they get him over there and get him in that warm-up game, Henry?
Well, a lot of the players have already left to go there.
Yeah.
Look, I agree with your assessment. Dave's captaincy of the 2020 side, full of vibrancy and energy and great cricket thoughts as well. But I think he just needs a bit of a rest. This is the point. You know, Steve Smith's been rested, of course, and that's vital after he had a poor one-day series against England. And a lot of that's mental fatigue. It's not physical. It's just mental. And because Dave Warner's ploughed on into the 20-over series, which is not over. They've gone to New Zealand to play.
Yeah.
So he's got some more cricket. I reckon, James, he needs a rest more than another game. Because we... You know, even in 20-over cricket, you've got to fail quite often.
Sure.
And it's just not necessary that he play. So I reckon he should be lying on Coogee Beach rather than playing cricket at the moment.
There he goes.
I think he's more Maroubra Beach. Or...
Yeah, he could be. He could actually have 40 days rest instead of taking the $2.4 million over there in the IPL. But...
Well, that's after the South African series.
Oh, of course, yeah. Okay? So who needs a rest then? Look, I'm only being cynical. I'd be taking the cash.
Really? I can't believe that.
Henry, you know I'd be taking the cash. But we can't complain about blokes being tired when your rest period,
No, but you take the job. I'm talking about going to South Africa. You're talking about...
Because after that, there's nothing. There's a one-day comp in July or something, isn't there, in England?
Well, there's nothing because they know no one would turn up.
Well, that's right. Well, they don't put anything on because
They'd all take the money.
Yeah.
Henry, good on you, mate. What's next for New South?
Start on Friday at the SCG, now the Shield game. So back on home turf, first game at the SCG for the year, which is quite nice. So we'll probably... get another spinner in there, I reckon.
Toss and bat.
The guys are looking forward to it. It was such a close thing in WA, and on paper, we were very much the underdogs, given all the reasons we've just stated. But they played pretty well, and very disappointed they lost. But you get another chance. We've still got four games before the final, so plenty of cricket to be played.
Good on you, mate. Well done.
See you, guys.